Thank you for calling customer service. So my name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, I was charged on my credit card for something that I had canceled. There's a charge on my account for $85.75, and the only thing I ordered was the Wi-Fi booster thing for $7.95. I did not sign up for any type of membership. I canceled everything that same night.
Okay, can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
Yes, it's 18252.
And that first and last name, please?
Dorothy Geffert.
Security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
Yes, it's 36 Zaners Crossing Drive, Tamaqua.
Okay, give me 1 second and let me look into this account for you.
There's like three or four different charges on my account.
Mm-hmm.
Some were denied and some weren't.
Okay. Yes, I do see where it was, you paid $7.95 for it. The Lux Wi-Fi cover, is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
But then I was charged another $67.32 that should have been canceled. I never agreed to any type of membership.
Okay. Well, I see this has gone ahead and been canceled here.
I don't know why it was done May 6th when I canceled it the same night that I ordered it.
Did you speak with someone and cancel it, or did you actually go over the line and cancel it?
It was an automated system.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, and it may have to the point where it probably was never canceled. When you did it on the automated system, it probably never was canceled. I do see, it was done by what is called the Koala Automated System. I do see where it was canceled, but they have it only registered here that you actually called in on May the 6th and canceled it. It does not.
No, I did it the same night.
Doesn't have it in there. No, ma'am. It doesn't have it in the system. It actually has it in the system that you called in on May the 6th and then canceled it. And I do see that you recently accepted a refund from someone not too long ago, and they were able to refund you at least a percentage of what you were billed.
Yes,
$23.53. Right. Now, anything else, I don't see anything else in the system at all where you're being billed, and you said how much the charge was?
It was $85.75.
No, ma'am. And there's nothing in our system where you were billed from us for that amount of a charge.
Well, even the $67.32, I should not have been charged that because I canceled it the same night.
And as I just stated to you, you may have.
Well, why should that be held against me for you to get that money when I canceled it?
I'm sorry, ma'am. And as in my system, I'm showing that you did not cancel it until that particular day. And this was in May when it was canceled. It does not have any record of you canceling it that very same night. And you were billed at 67. It was actually billed on what, April the 29th? The charge of $67.32. And they show in the system that you did not call and cancel it until the 4th of May.
Well, it's wrong. I canceled it the same night, and I didn't expect to have any problems with this.
And I do apologize
here,
for that.
I'm supposed to eat $44, roughly?
And I do apologize for that, ma'am. As I said, I apologize for that. I did see that they recently said they were going to refund you. The $23.56, I think that was a refund, and it's a 35% refund of that charge.
Yeah, but they also gave me your number to get the rest of it.
Correct.
Because it was canceled.
Yes, I do see it was canceled. Yeah, they probably gave you this number to actually find out what the rest of the charge was. But there is not a charge. You're saying it was a charge, but we don't have a charge like that in our system for you of $85.
How can I get a screen? How can I get a screenshot to you showing the 75 or 85.75? Because I can prove it on my credit card account, and I want my money back.
I do apologize for that. As I stated, it has it in our system that you did not call the same day, counsel. We don't even have a voice recording of you calling. And when you call into the system, it is voice recorded. And I am actually sitting in front of here. I don't have any voice recording of you calling in the system. The only voice recording we have...
All it asked me was if I wanted to cancel it, press number 2.
It voice records it as well, and I can play it back. You called in on the 4th of May, and that's when it was canceled. The 4th of May. If you're saying you canceled it before then, you could not have, ma'am, because it voice records. When you
How convenient.
Those, yeah, it voice records. That's the reason I can pull you up. I can pull you up for the day it dated that you called in and canceled, but the day you're saying you did, there's no recording of you ever calling. Every voice records your name and everything.
I'm trying to find. I know I wrote down the cancellation number somewhere.
That's fine.
Excuse me?
That's fine. If you can give it to me, that's fine.
Let me see where. So I'm going to have to eat this money. I think that's ridiculous when it was canceled. And I'm going to report it to the Consumer Better Business Bureau because this is ridiculous. I have several different calendar books. I'm trying to find the correct one. I have it in. I can't find the damn cancellation number. And I know I did. Because I never sign up for memberships, because I never know if I'm going to have the account, the money in my account. That's why I only signed up for the $7.95.
Customer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I went on and completed the refund for you, ma'am. I did the one-time courtesy refund and refunded the rest of the amount that was left off back to you, which was $43.76, and it will go back to the account in 3 to 5 business days.
All right, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling back, calling customer support, and you do have a great afternoon,
and
okay?
And everything's canceled at this point, correct?
It's completely canceled, yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.